B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Masechta Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Shluchei Mitzvah. The literal translation is agents of a mitzvah, but what it means is people who are on a journey doing a mitzvah. They're in the process, they're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, they're occupied with doing a mitzvah. P'turin min ha-sukkah. They are potter from, they are exempt from eating or sleeping inside a sukkah. Another halacha, choylin u'meshamshehen, sick people and their attendants, p'turin min ha-sukkah, are exempt from sukkah. A third statement, oichlin v'shoysin aray chutz le-sukkah. Anything, any type of eating or drinking, which is not permanent, it's a temporary type of eating, a temporary type of drinking, then one is allowed to do that outside the sukkah. The only things that one must do in the sukkah are the more permanent type of what one would do more permanently inside the house, as with eating, drinking, sleeping in a more permanent fashion. Says the Gemara, Minohan Emili, what would be the source that Shluchei Mitzvah P'turin Min HaSukkah, that somebody engaged in a mitzvah is not required to engage in any other mitzvah. Since he's in the process of doing one mitzvah, he can remain focused exclusively on that mitzvah. The Tanur Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa, B'shivtecha B'veisecha. We know that it says in the Shema that one Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then there's some psukim further, and it says V'shinantom Levanecha V'dibarotah bom B'shivtecha B'veisecha Uvlechtecha V'aderech U'vshachpcha V'kumecha. You should speak in them, and it seems to be referring to Kriyas Shema and B'shivtecha B'veisecha, when you're sitting in your house, U'vlechtecha V'aderech, when you're on the way, U'vshachpcha, when you rise, U'vkumecha, and when you go to sleep. Says the Gemara, B'shachpcha, what does it mean that B'shivtecha B'veisecha? B'shivtecha B'veisecha is prat le'oisik b'mitzvah. When are you chayev to say Kriyas Shema? B'shivtecha B'veisecha, when you're sitting in your house, engaged in your own private business, then the pasuk says, say Kriyas Shema. However, when you're oisik b'mitzvah, then you're not required to say the Kriyas Shema. Uvlechtecha v'aderech, and the same applies to going on the way. When it says that you should say the Shema, uvlechtecha v'aderech, when you're en route, that's only when you're on your own journey. But prat lechosen, but a chosen, a bridegroom, a chosen who is otherwise preoccupied and engaged with making sure that his transition into marriage should be fluent and should be without any hitches, then since he's engaged in, we'll soon see, the Gemara is soon going to explain this, but since he's engaged in the mitzvah of getting married, he's not required to say the Shema. Mikan Omru, from here, is the halacha that hakoinis is habasula. If somebody marries a girl who's never been married before, potter, he's exempt from saying the Shema. Ve'esha almona, however, if you marry somebody who has been married before, a widow, chayev, he is chayev to say the Shema. Since she's been married before, the transition is much easier, and therefore he's not that preoccupied, and therefore there's no reason he shouldn't say the Shema. Says the Gemara, my mashma, where do you see in the words b'shivtecha b'veisecha that when you're engaged in a mitzvah, you don't need to say the Shema, because you're oisik b'mitzvah, potur min ha-mitzvah? Where would you see that in the posuk? Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, kederech, because it says b'shachbacha, it says b'shivtecha b'veisecha, uvelechtecha v'aderech. Derech, typically, is ma derech roshos. Journeys, typically, why does one go on a journey? Not for something which is a mitzvah, something which you're choosing to do. You're going to make parnasa, going on business, that's not a mitzvah. And that's what it says, uvelechtecha v'aderech, that when you have to say Shema, when you're going on your journey, which is a journey which is not that of a mitzvah, only then you're chayev to say the Shema. Af kol rashus, so too, when you're in your home, you're only chayev when you're not engaged in a mitzvah. Lafuke hay to be mitzvah osuk, to the exclusion of somebody who is engaged in a mitzvah, or a chosen, where he is exempt from saying the Shema, from there we know that shluchei mitzvah is pturin min ha-mitzvah. Says the Gemara, you're learning it out from the fact that it says of lechtecha v'aderech, that you're going on your journey. What would make you decide that your journey is a journey which is not a mitzvah. The pasuk says of lech tchov aderech, when you're going on a journey, that's any journey. Even if you're going on a journey for a mitzvah, you're also chayev to say the Shema. Where do you see in the pasuk that it's only if you're going on a journey which is not a mitzvah? Does the pasuk not say you should read the Shema when you're going on any journey, not excluding a journey of a mitzvah? Says the Gemara, if you are right, imkain leimakro b'sheves b'leches. It would say b'sheves p'veisecha u'b'leches b'aderech. Why did it say b'shiv tacho when it's your dwelling, u'b'lech tacho when it's your going? May b'shiv tacho u'b'lech tacho. You only chayev Shema when you're going on a journey which is yours, which means you're going because you're choosing to go. Oh, beleches the mitzvah, but when you're going for a mitzvah, which is something which Hashem has told you to do, it's not something which you're choosing on your own. Ptiras, in that case, you're potter from saying the Shema, and from here we learn that shluchim mitzvah are pturin min hamitzvah. Says the Gemara, if it's true that you learn from here that anyone engaged in one mitzvah does not have to engage in another mitzvah, and therefore anyone who's on the way, or even in his home, that he's doing a mitzvah doesn't need to say the Shema, ihachi, if so, afilu koines es almona, even when he marries an almona nami, is that not a mitzvah? Of course it's a mitzvah to marry an almona. Getting married is always a mitzvah. So why would you say that when you're marrying a widow, then the chosn is not exempt from the Shema? Says the Gemara, because there's a fundamental difference between chosn, and you see that the Gemara splits it up. There's one thing, b'shivtecho b'viseicho prat le'oisik b'mitzvah, there's something else which is prat le'chosn. So chosn is not really included in a regular oisik b'mitzvah, and the reason is because he's not actually doing something. He's just, His mind is preoccupied. What's stopping him saying the Kriyat Shema is not the activity of getting married, it's the preoccupation with marriage. So therefore, since he's not actually doing a mitzvah, he's just preoccupied thinking and being worried and busying himself about planning the mitzvah, therefore, koines es habasula, when he marries a girl that's never been married before, torid, then he's preoccupied to make sure that he's going to do everything in the most appropriate fashion. But koines almona, if he's marrying an almona, loy torid, in that case, he's not preoccupied, because since she's been there, done that, therefore, it will be much easier for him to move into marriage, he's not so bothered, and therefore, if he's not bothered, there's no reason he's not engaged in the mitzvah. He's not doing anything, so say the Shema. Says the Gemara, v'chol heicha de torid, hachanami de potter, are you suggesting that whenever a person is preoccupied, that alone is a reason not to say the Shema? Elomeato, if so, tovos v'nosei bayom, a person's ship is sinking or has sunk at sea. De torid, he's also very preoccupied about his imminent losses. Hachanami de potter, are you going to suggest that he's exempt from saying the Shema? And are you going to say that indeed he is potter from saying the Shema? Was it not said in the name of Rav that Ovil, somebody in mourning, and he's also torod, he's also preoccupied with his loss, and nonetheless, chayev b'chol ha-mitzvah amuris b'Torah. He's chayev to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah. He's not exempt because he's preoccupied. Chutz min ha-tfilin, besides for tfilin, that an Ovil does not put on tfilin, the first day, Sharinemar Bohen Pa'er, and we're going to learn, this is learnt out from Apostle in Yecheskel, that since Tfilin is a Pa'er, is a splendor for the person, is a glory for the person, and whilst an oval, that's not appropriate. But you see from here, that an oval who has every right, it seems to have every right, to be otherwise preoccupied, is chayiv in all mitzvahs. If so, then if somebody is tovos v'nosei bayom, if his ship is sinking, he should also be chayev with all the mitzvahs. And if he's chayev with all the mitzvahs, then why, when marrying a girl who's never been married before? So your mind is preoccupied. Why is that a reason not to say Shema? Answers the Gemara, hocha, in the case of getting married, torid tirda de mitzvah. What he's preoccupied with is making sure that he's going to do the mitzvah of getting married appropriately, in the best way. As Rashi says, yitin liboy liyos boki bedover. But Hossam over there, in the case of the ship sinking, and in the case of the person in mourning, torid tirda de rishus, you want to be preoccupied with it, that's fine, but you don't have to. It's not a mitzvah. And Rashi says here that even somebody in mourning, he's got chiyuv, he's got a requirement to keep the halachas of mourning, which is not wearing shoes, not washing, not anointing, in order to show respect for the deceased. But there's no chiyuv to be mitzdayer. There's no mitzvah or chiyuv to grieve, and therefore he doesn't have to be preoccupied. And therefore, there's no reason to exempt him from other mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, "V'ha'isig b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah mehocha nafka." This famous rule, which it says in the Mishnah here, which we saw here, that ha'is shluchim mitzvah p'turin min ha'sukah. It's a general rule, as we learned from Shema, that ha'isig b'mitzvah, when you're engaged in one mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah, you're exempt from another mitzvah. You learn it out from here, from b'shivtecho b'visecho uvelechtecho v'aderech. Mehosom nafki, you learn it out from elsewhere. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. There's a pasuk that says, "Vayehi anoshim ashahoyu tmeim lenefesh adam." There were people in the desert in the second year from after coming out of Mitzrayim. V'lo yachlu lasis haPesach b'yom ahu. They couldn't do the korban Pesach that day. Vayikruvu lifnei Moshe. They came to Moshe lifnei Aaron and before Aaron b'yom ahu that day, and they said, "It's not. We know. Why should we lose? We want to do the korban Pesach." And that's where Moshe said, "I'll ask Hashem." Hashem told him and introduced the concept of Pesach Sheni, something we learned about at great length in Maseches Pesachim. But these people here, they were Tomei Lenefesh. They were Tomei. The question is, why were they Tomei? Who were they Tomei from? Oysom Anoshim Mihoyu. Who were these people that came to complain that they were Tomei and could not do the korban Pesach? Says the Gemara, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Noisei Aroinu Shel Yosef Hoyu. They were those that were carrying the Oroin of Yosef, with the bones of Yosef were in an Oroin, in a box, and they were carrying that box. And anyone who carries the remains of a person after he's deceased is Tomei. Divi Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Mishoel Ve'al Tzofon Hoyu, Shehoyu Oiskin B'Nodav Aviu. We know that Nodav and Aviu passed away on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Mishoel Ve'al Tzofon were busy with the bodies of Nodav and Aviu, and therefore they were Tomei. Rabbi Yitzchok Omer, Rabbi Yitzchok says that Im according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it wouldn't make sense. They were carrying the bones of Yosef. When was that? The last time they had to be engaged with carrying the bones was almost 2 years earlier when they came to Midbar Sinai. They didn't have to. There was no reason for them still to be Tomei. And if it was Mishael Vel Tzofen that was engaged with the bodies of Nodav and Aviu, that was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Korban Pesach, you have almost 2 weeks to become Tohir. Elo says, Rabbi Yitzchok, Oiskin b'meis mitzvah. There was a meis mitzvah, and which means any deceased person, that it's a mitzvah to become Tomei to them, which could be a regular meis mitzvah, a corpse, a body that has no relatives, but it could also be any of his seven relatives, that it's a mitzvah to become Tomei, to engage in the burial. And there, they had a choice. They knew this person passed away. It's now a week to Pesach. If we're going to become Tomei, we won't be able to do Korban Pesach. The question is, should we now be busy with and become Tomei, doing the mitzvah of burying these people, this person, or should we not become Tomei and make sure we stay Toyer in order to do the Korban Pesach? So here we're talking about these people who are oiskin b'meis mitzvah. The seventh day, they became Tomei exactly 7 days before Erev Pesach. And the problem is that the next night, the night of Pesach, they would be Toher, because it's after the 7 days, they're Toher. However, on the day that the Korban Pesach was done, they were still Tomei. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they complained. And they said that we want to do the Korban Pesach. And obviously this is following the opinion that says that one does not shech the Korban Pesach for somebody who's Tomei at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach. Shenemar, v'lo yochlu la'asos HaPesach b'yom ahu. The Pasuk says they couldn't do the Korban Pesach that day. B'yom ahu ein yecholim la'asos, ha'olam mochor yecholim la'asos. It's clear that the problem was just today, with the very last day. Tomorrow it would be okay, today not. So you see that it was talking about people who it was the seventh day from when they became Tomei. But what do we see here? That these people indeed became Tomei. They could have not become Tomei. They chose to become Tomei and not to take into account Korban Pesach. So what do we see from there? That if even a relatively weaker mitzvah, more lenient type of mitzvah, burying a person is a mitzvah, but it's not as stringent as eating Korban Pesach. Eating Korban Pesach, if one doesn't do it, and when one should, then is Chayev Korus. Nonetheless, we see that since the mitzvah of burying a person was presented to them, they would do that mitzvah and it would override their ability to be able to keep a much more stringent mitzvah of Korban Pesach a week later. So what do we see from there? The Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah, that when you're engaged in one mitzvah, you do not need to take into account any other mitzvah. So you see from here already, Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. And so what does it mean when the Gemara says before that you learn it out from B'shivtecho B'visechov Lechtecho V'aderech? Answers the Gemara, Tzricha, I need both sources. Di Oishmin and Hosom, if it would only tell us in the case of Korban Pesach, then I may have thought that Hosom, Mishum Deloy Motos Man Chiyuva de Pesach. I may have thought, when do we say that do this mitzvah and don't take into account a different mitzvah? That's when that second mitzvah is not yet the time. It's not here yet. Over there, it was a week before Pesach. You have a mitzvah now to bury that person. And if you do this mitzvah, it's true that another mitzvah is not going to be, you won't be able to do another mitzvah. But which mitzvah? A mitzvah that's only going to be presented in a week's time. There you say, Oisik b'mitzvah, potem na mitzvah. Aval hocha, but in the case of Shema, demoto zman kriya Shema, it's now the time of the Shema. Maybe over there you don't say Oisik b'mitzvah, potem na mitzvah, and you should do the second mitzvah, do the mitzvah of Shema. Tzricha, that's why it needs to say, b'shivtecho b'visecho v'lechtecho v'aderech, that even though both mitzvahs are chayev to be done here and now, if you're Oisik in one mitzvah, you do not need to be engaged in another mitzvah. V'yoshmin an hocha. And if it would only tell us the source of Shema, Mishum Deleka Koros, I may have thought that if you don't say the Shema, it's not punishable by Koros. And therefore, Oisik B'mitzvah, you're doing a different mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, you're exempt of the mitzvah of Shema. Abu Hasam, I may have thought that when the mitzvah you're overriding, like Korban Pesach, the Ika Koros, that if you don't eat Korban Pesach, you could be Chayev Koros, Eim Eloi, there you don't say Oisik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, and you have to take in account the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach, and you would not be allowed to do the become Tomei to bury this person. Tzricha, that's why you need that source to tell us that even there, Oisik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. Continues the Gemara Gufa. Omar Abar Bar Zavda Omar Rav. Another loch that was said in the name of Rav, and we saw this before. Ovel, a person in mourning, Chayev B'chol Mitzvah Yisamuris B'Torah. He's required to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Chutz mitfilin, besides for tfilin, that he's exempt. Shenemar, sharinemar behen pe'er, since it's called a pe'er, and mida omali rachmono li Yecheskel, since Hashem told Yecheskel, what did Hashem say to Yecheskel? He onik doim, mesim, evel loisaase pe'er cho chavoish olecho, uno olecho tosim braglecho vloisaate al sofom, velechem anoshim loisoichel. Over there, Hashem was saying to Yecheskel, he's saying, I want you now, even though you're engaged in mourning, I want you to be different to all other people in mourning, and I want you to put this to wear the pe'ercho, your pe'er, your glory, chavoish olecho, you should wear upon you. Since Hashem said to Yecheskel, pe'ercho chavoish olecho, v'goymer, etc., at only Yecheskel hudu machayeves. You chayev, even as an oval, to put on tefillin. Aval kule alma, but all other aveilim, all other people in mourning, p'tira, they do not put on tefillin. V'hanem ila b'yem rishon, but it's only on the first day of aveilus. The chsiva, it says in the pasuk, v'achariso kiyoim mar, that it's only on the day, on that bitter day, which is that first day, which is the bitter day when one of the person passes away, on that day, which is so bitter, a person should not wear tefillin. After that, every person in mourning wears tefillin. Continues the Gemara. Also in the name of Rav, that an oval is chayev basuka. We already said before, it's chayev b'chol mitzvah yisamuris b'teira. Here it says explicitly that an oval is chayev to sit in the sukkah. Says the Gemara Pshita. Is it not taken for granted? Why shouldn't he sit in the sukkah? Mao the Tamu says the Gemara, I may have thought Hoyel v'Omer of Abba Bar Zav d'Omer Rav. Mitzdayer potam in asukah. There's another aloch in the name of Rav that says that anybody who is in pain, who's in discomfort, is exempt from sukkah. Why? Because you're supposed to sit in the sukkah with the same comfort as you would be sitting in your house. And a person doesn't stay in his house when he's not comfortable. Therefore, I may have thought that a person in mourning, who it's in the event that it's not comfortable for him in the sukkah, therefore he's exempt from the sukkah. Hai nami mitztairu, since this person in mourning is also in a state of discomfort, in a state of grieving, a state of tsar, and therefore he's exempt from sukkah. There's no place for people to be grieving in a sukkah. Komash malon, that is what the chiddush of Rav was. Hanu milik tsara de mameila, that when do we say that a grieving person is exempt from sukkah? That's only when the sukkah is the reason for his pain, for his discomfort. It's too cold, it's too hot, it's too stuffy. Then we say, don't be in the sukkah if you're in a state of discomfort. Aval hocha, but this person in mourning, he should have just set his mind at ease and relaxed a little bit, like we saw before. There's no mitzvah to be grieving. There's a mitzvah to do the halachas of avelus, of mourning. But you can be in the sukkah, even though you're not in a state of grief. Says the Gemara, another halacha, v'omer of Abba Bar Zav d'omar Rav, choson, bridegroom of choson, v'hashoishvinin, and his friends, v'chol b'nei achupa, and all the people who are there joining in the festivities of the chasna, p'turim min asukah kol shiva. They're exempt from sitting in the sukkah, from being in the sukkah, the whole 7 days when they are engaged in making sure that the chosn is happy and has everything he needs. My tama, why would that be true? Mishum deboye lemechta, because they have to make the chosn happy. So they're oisig b'mitzvah. Oisig b'mitzvah, p'turim min ha-mitzvah. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Why is it a contradiction? V'leichlu b'sukkah, v'leichdu b'sukkah. They should eat in the sukkah, and they should make the chosn happy in the sukkah, and do everything in the sukkah. Why is it a contradiction? Says the Gemara, ein simcha ela b'chupa. The main simcha for the chosn, and for those who are making him happy, is especially in the place called chupa, which is the home where the chosn resides for those first 7 days when he gets married. So asks the Gemara, v'leichlu b'sukkah, so eat in the sukkah, v'lichdu b'chuppah, and make the chosn happy in his home by the chuppah. The home which is called chuppah, you'll make him happy there, but why is it a contradiction to eating in the sukkah? Says the Gemara, ein simcha ela b'makim suda, the place where he's going to be happy is the place where he's eating, and since the place that you make him happy has to be the chuppah, it must be that the feasts that you have to be in the place of the chuppah. Says the Gemara, v'lev du chuppah b'sukkah, let him be in the sukkah for those 7 days. Let that be his chuppah. Says the Gemara, no, a chosn will not comfortable being in the starting off the first week after his chasna in a sukkah. Why? Abaye Omar Mishum Yichud. Abaye is afraid, since the sukkahs used to be made high on the roofs, and there were not a lot of people hanging around there, if the chosn would have to leave the sukkah to take care of his needs, then maybe there would be some man would come into the sukkah, and they would transgress the Issa of Yichud. His new color, his new wife, and this strange person, this strange man, would be together in the sukkah, and that would be an issue. V'rova Omar, Rava says, Mishum tzar chosn, because a chosn will be embarrassed to just be happy and joyous with his new color in the presence of other people in a sukkah, which sometimes a sukkah only has three walls, it's exposed to the public. He won't be able to be a happy chosn if he's on display that way, and therefore we cannot expect the chuppah to be in the sukkah, since the chuppah has to be not in the sukkah, and that's where the simcha is, and the simcha goes with the meals, therefore the chosn and his friends and all the people who are making him happy for that week are allowed to eat with him in this home called chuppah and are exempt from sukkah. Says the Gemara, Mai binayu, in what case would there be a difference between Abaye's explanation why a chuppah cannot be in a sukkah and Rava's explanation? Says the Gemara, Ika beinayu, deshchicha incha denofki v'ayli lahosam. In a place where lots of people are in the sukkah and are around, so lemando omar mishum yichud, according to Abaye, who said the issue was that maybe when the chosn leaves for a few minutes, then somebody else is going to be secluded with his wife, that won't be a problem because there's always plenty other people there. It will never be just his wife and another man. Leman da'omar mishum yichud leka. Leman da'omar mishum tzar chosn. But the opinion that says that chosn won't be comfortable being able to be with his wife when he's not in private, ikka, that concern applies even when there are people coming in and out of the sukkah. Continues the Gemara, Omer Abzeira, Ana ochle basukka v'chodi basukka. And there's a discussion here whether Rav Zeira was arguing with Rav Abba Bar Zavda or not. But Rav Zeira says, I was machmir, and even in a state of a chosn, the chuppah was in the sukkah, and we ate in the sukkah, and everything was in the sukkah. V'kolshkan, you think that I wasn't happy there? V'kolshkan, even more so. D'chodi liboi, my heart was very joyful. D'kavid natarti, I managed also to get married and be a happy chosn, and also to do the mitzvah of sukkah. And this may have been a chumrah that Rav Zeira took on. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Chosn v'hashushvinin. The chosn and his friends, v'chol b'nei chuppah, and all those who are rejoicing with him for that week, p'turin, they are potter from minatfilah, from davening, because to be able to daven you need a certain level of concentration, and they were otherwise occupied. Uminatfilin, they're also exempt from tefillin, because typically that week there was a lot of wine around, there was a lot of lightheadedness and drunkenness, and that's inappropriate to wear tefillin like that. The chayovim b'krishma, however, they are required to wear to say the krishma, because krishma only takes a minute, and all these people, the chosn, even the chosn and all his friends and the people who are coming there, they should be able to have a minute or two just to say the Kriyat Shema, and it will not infringe, there will not be any reason not to do that. And Rashi explains that this opinion holds not like we saw before. They say that even Oisik b'mitzvah yuchayv with a mitzvah, even though they engaged in a mitzvah of sheva brachas, of being happy with the chosn that week, it doesn't matter. You have to do Kriyat Shema as well. Why not do the Kriyat Shema? Even though you potter from tefillah because it needs kavana, and Kriyat Shema also needs kavana, but tefillah is much longer. Kriyat Shema is just very short. They can find place in their minds to find a little bit of concentration just to say the Shema. Mishum Rav Shila Amru. Rav Shila also agrees that Oisik b'mitzvah we don't say is potter min ha-mitzvah. And like the Tanakama. However, the Tanakama, they say that everybody is chayev with Shema, also the chosn. And Rav Shila says no. Chosn potter, regarding Kriyat Shema, the chosn is potter, v'chashushvinin v'chol b'nei achuppah, but all the other people are chayev, the chosn is different. And this may be associated to the Gemara that we learnt in Brachas Taf Tes Zayin. We have to know exactly what's called a chosn, how long he's called a chosn for, and that's a discussion in the Ritva here. But this is the basic reading of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learnt in a Braisa, Omer Reb Chananya bar Akavya, Ben Akavya, Koisvei Sforim, the scribes, people writing Sefer Torahs, Tfilin, those writing Tfilin, Umezuzis, writing Mezuzis, Hain, they, V'tagreim, and their merchants, V'tagri Tagreim, and the merchants who are buying from their merchants, V'choloiskim b'meleches Shomayim, and anybody who's engaged in heavenly work. What's that including? Lasuye Moichre Tcheles, that means to include those that are selling the blue wool that was used for tzitzis. They're all pturin, they are potter, they're exempt, whilst they're engaged in doing what they're doing. They're potter, mikriya shema, umin atfila, umin atfilin, umikol mitzvah samuras batera. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Lekayim divi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is to conform with the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Shaya Rabbi Yosi Aglili, oimer ha-oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. As we saw in our Mishnah, Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, person who's engaged in one mitzvah is exempt from doing any other mitzvah that time. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Hoil Chei Drachim, people who are going on their journeys, and they're not necessarily going to do a mitzvah. They're going to make on a business trip. Hoil Chei Drachim Bayoim, if they're traveling on their business trip during the day, Turin Min HaSukkah, Bayoim. Then during the day, whilst in transit, they're exempt from sukkah because it says teishvuka en tuduru. And the same way as you leave your house, if you have to go on business, you can leave your sukkah if you need to go on business. V'chayovim balaylo. But at night, when you're not in transit, then you have to be in the sukkah. Hoil chidrochim balaylo. The people who are traveling at night, p'turim na sukkah balaylo. Then they are exempt from going in the sukkah at night because they're on the journey. But in the day when they're resting, so you can rest in the sukkah. Those who are in transit in the day and the night, if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, then you're exempt, whatever, when it doesn't matter exactly when you're traveling, when you're not traveling, you're always exempt in the day and in the night. Since his mind is constantly engaged and occupied with making sure that the mitzvah is going to get done in the right way and making sure that he's got it all worked out for the mitzvah, therefore he's exempt from sukkah entirely. When they would go up on the Shabbos of Sukkot, on the Yom Tov, in order to visit the Resh Gelusa, the head of the Golus, they went to do two mitzvahs there. They went to hear the drasha, and also they went to do the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi. There's a concept, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but there's a concept of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi Baregel. On Yom Tov, go to your Rebbe, go visit your Rebbe. And they were Havagonu, since they were on the way to the mitzvah, to the Resh Galusa, they would sleep Arakta, the Surah, on the riverbanks of Surah. Omri, they would say, Anan Shluchim Mitzvah Anon. We're engaged in a mitzvah now. We're going to do the mitzvah of also listening to a drasha, also being Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Upturin, and therefore we are exempt from Sukkah. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon, Shomrei Ha'ir, those guards who are protecting and watching the city by Yom, if they're watching the city by day, Pturim and Asukah by Yom, they're exempt, like we said before, because any time where you wouldn't be in your house, you're exempt from being in the Sukkah. At night, you're chayiv with Sukkah. Shomer Ha'ir Balayla, those are protecting the cities by night, Pturim and Asukah Balayla, they're exempt from Sukkah at night, but during the day, they're chayiv. If their job is to protect the cities in the day and the night, then pturim in asukah bein bayoyim bein balayla, they don't need to sleep in the sukkah by day or by night. Shomrei ganos u'paradesim, those guards who are protecting the gardens and orchards, pturim bein bayoyim bein balayla, because these guards typically they do not move from their positions, not in the day and not in the night. Asks the Gemara, v'levit sukkah hason v'leisfu. If you're there, if you're fixed, that you're permanently there, why don't you put your sukkah there and sit inside the sukkah? Abaya, omar teishvu k'entuduru. The Torah says you should sit in your sukkah. What does it mean, teishvu, sit in the sukkah? Sit in the same way as you sit in your house. In your house, how do you sit in your house? With your bed, with all your klei tashmisha, your matzov, you have all your bedding there, all your furniture there. It's comfortable. You have to do the same in your sukkah. Make sure to move all those things that bring you comfort in the house, put them into the sukkah. And over here, this person who's in the middle of some garden or some orchard, it's too complicated, it's much too much effort to make him have to take all his beds and his furniture, take it to his hut in the fields, in the orchards there. And therefore, he's exempt from doing that. He's potter from sukkah. Rava Omar. Rava says no. Rava says, Pirtza, which is a moshel. When there's a breach in a wall, that's an invitation to a thief to come and steal. So too, when you have a guard that's on guard, then he can see what's going on all around him, the thieves will stay away. But if he's going to go into this hut, into this sukkah, then he's not going to be able to be guarding, because as he goes into the sukkah, the thieves know, oh, he's facing that way now. The door of the sukkah, the window of the sukkah is that way. We can go in from behind, he won't see us. And therefore, his job is a contradiction to the sukkah, and he's not required to bring the sukkah there. May beinayu, in what case will there be a difference between Abaya and Rava as to why the Shomrei Ganos and Paradesim can't bring their sukkah? Ike beinayu de kominter karya de peira. If they're not guarding a whole field or a whole orchard, there's just a pile of fruits in front of them, and it's just in one direction. There's nothing behind them. It's all in front of them. So according to Abaya, where it'd be a tremendous effort to bring all his furniture out into the fields, he would still be exempt. According to Rava, that bringing the sukkah was only an issue because of Pirtza, Kairo Leganov, then therefore, since it's a single pile of fruits in front of him, then sitting in the sukkah will not be a contradiction to that, and he would be chayev to sit in the sukkah. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.